Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. We'll take you up to 9:10 tonight, so make sure you keep it live and local. The West Coast Nets coming your way at that point. Mitch Parker on the bump tonight for D.C. It is a 9:40 first pitch. Pre-game coverage, as I just mentioned, gets rolling right here on the Fan at 9:10. Real quick, I'm going to read a tweet from our guy, King Jupe, who says, are the Wizards really that bad offensively, or is it because they were playing to lose? We've seen glimpses of George, Saar, and Bub going off, not to mention they made a record for threes this year. I say let the youngins lose this season, since losing doesn't guarantee a top pick and draft accordingly. So, Jupe, I appreciate you chiming in as always, brother, man. I hope you're doing well. I think they have offensive upside. That's not the question. It's they're not offensive-minded players. And they're not – you wouldn't mistake either Keyshawn George, Bub Carrington, or Alex Saar. You wouldn't mistake either of those guys for a superstar. And that's the dilemma that I think currently faces the Washington Wizards, and we've talked about it all night here to this point. It is paramount to me that 48 hours from now, this group leaves the draft with a superstar. Like, that's what matters to me. This group needs to leave the draft with a superstar. That's what matters. That is what's – that's what's most important here. And it's why I'm willing to take a flyer on Ace Bailey. It's why I'm willing to give up assets to trade up and get the guy that they want. Because at the end of the day, you can hit as many doubles and triples as you want. You will not compete for a championship unless you're able to hit a home run in the draft. I got to correct myself. That's just the most straightforward way to put yourself in championship contention, is by drafting your superstar. I think the Wizards, you know, can look at Oklahoma City and Indiana as we continue to reference and say, hey, they didn't necessarily draft their superstars, but they had the assets necessary to acquire them. Right now, though, I want to go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show. We find our pal Law Murray, who covers the NBA for The Athletic. You can give him a follow on the X app at Law Murray, the NU Law. What's going on, my man? We appreciate you making some time for us tonight.
Yeah, man. Shout out to you having me on. I can't believe the season is over. I feel like I played in the game, man. I got my jersey on, too. It ain't a blue jersey, though. So, you know, this ain't about me being Aces or Thunder Nation, none of that stuff. I'm unaffiliated. California, Pennsylvania, you know what I'm saying?
I dig it. I dig it. I'm glad that you laid it out the way that you did. The season is finally over, brother. Think about all the ups and downs and all the highlights and lowlights of what was another, you know, tumultuous NBA season, and it ends in fitting fashion when you think about the way the regular season went. OKC, 68 wins, best point differential of all time. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, waking up America that he is indeed, if not the best player in the association, at least a top three guy in this league. Your overarching thoughts on game number 7 and where these two organizations go from here?
Well, I mean, let's start with the winners, right?
Yeah.
Like, they just won the first game 7 play since the three-point line came down in 1979 by most the largest game 7 margin ever. You know, we know that game 7s are truly defensive affairs, like mud fights. And this was a weird one, man, because going in, you're like, you got one game to say either one team wins a championship and all of that means as far as the dominance of the regular season, like validating their performance. Like the Thunder were literally the team that outscored their opponents in the regular season by 1,000 points, more than 1,000 points, largest point differential ever. And then on the flip side, you had this Pacers team that started the season 10-15, you know, that were happy to be the fourth seed. And you're looking at them, if they win one more game, say, throw all that stuff out, the 44-20 club, you need a top 10 defense, you need these numbers to save this. It's like, nah, you just need to be playing that ball when it matters the most at the highest level. They were literally 48 minutes away from that. And so shout out to the Thunder. They won in a way that, honestly, they won all season. They forced a ton of turnovers. Yeah. Indiana had 32 points allowed off of 23 turnovers. The Indiana Pacers were great at taking care of the ball all season long. But, I mean, when it mattered the most, the Thunder, not just tonight, but this entire series, this entire postseason, this entire season, they took the ball away and they scored off of that. And that was that. And that gets us to the Pacers and how devastating this game, this loss is. Not just because they lost it, but because of how they lost it, who they lost as far as their top player, their engine, the emotional toll that it must have taken. Those guys must have been shook up seeing their guy go down. And I think the Thunder and that arena, they were shook up too. But yes, the difference was the Thunder came out after halftime and they played the kind of basketball. I mean, they won the third quarter by 14 points. Linnell, the game was decided by 12 points.
Yeah.
You know, and the Thunder had no turnovers in that third quarter. The Pacers had 8. That was the game.
Yeah, right there. You know?
So that is crushing. I don't know if I've ever seen a team get this far. I can tell you we haven't, you know, to get this far and to suffer such a devastating loss, both on the scoreboard as well as just what it means to their prospects of trying to get some redemption next year.
And that's really the tough part about this, Law, and we'll bounce all around here. As we're joined by our pal Law Murray, who covers the NBA for The Athletic. Follow him on the X app at Law Murray, the NU, and read his work at The Athletic. One of the best in the business when it comes to talking ball in the NBA. I want to look big picture at the Eastern Conference here for a second. No Jason Tatum next year. No Tyrese Halliburton next year. No Dame Lillard next year. Are the Philadelphia 76ers licking their chops right now, Law, saying if we can stay healthy, maybe we should be considered the favorite out East?
Man, the Philadelphia 76ers need to lick a stamp, man. Come on. Like, you'd have fingers left over to count how many games they won after the All-Star break. They need to – I mean, the Philadelphia 76ers, they were that team this past year, you know? They were the team that didn't have a full complement of talent. And it decked them. I mean, they were fortunate that they have the right to be, you know, left on red by Ace Bailey right now. So, because look, they were fearful that they were going to lose their pick to the team that just raised the cup,
right?
Championship, the whole Larry tonight. So, the Sixers need to just be worried about doing what they've been doing the past several years, and that's just getting to the playoffs and hoping you can finally break through to the conference finals. You shouldn't be. Nah, keep that tongue in your mouth, Philadelphia. You know?
I'll get too excited.
But to your point, though, I mean, the East is wide open. I mean, if you know, I'm a star player, not liking my situation in the middle of the year in the Western Conference, because it's going to be nasty out in the West. You know, I don't believe in any of those teams out in the West, but I do believe that they'll be beating the crap out of each other from the jump because of how many quality teams there could be. Only 8 teams will make it. We just don't know which 8, right? I think that's where, you know, February is going to be very interesting, because you're going to look at the East and you're going to look at some teams. I don't believe in Philly, but I think a team like Orlando might come up. You know what I'm saying? You saw they made a big move looking at the opportunity that awaits them. I mean, the New York Knicks, I mean, Linnell, you might be the head coach of that team.
Tell him put in a call, Leon.
Yeah,
put in a call to your boy.
I mean, but, you know, once they get around to figuring out who's going to manage games next year from the sideline, I mean, that's the other Eastern Conference finalists. You know, they're the team that played Indiana, that played Boston, and all of their Achilles tendons are intact. So, like, you know, they're the team that's got to feel the best. And I don't doubt Rick Carlisle figuring something out, man. Like, it's going to be very devastating for Indiana.
Yeah.
But I'll also tell you this. I think it's very interesting. Indiana, they traded to get their first-round pick back before this injury.
Yep.
You know, they were supposed to pick 23rd in this draft. They called up New Orleans and was like, I'll tell you what, how about y'all take 23rd and we'll get our pick back?
Yeah.
And that move by Kevin Pritchard looks prescient right now. So the East is going to be interesting. Yeah. I'm waiting to see who emerges. The Cleveland Cavaliers, my home Carol, she don't like that team. There's a lot of people that don't like that team because they, you know, they went out yellow belly in the playoffs. You know, you probably can't wait to see Cleveland in the playoffs. But that team was also the number one seed. And again, if you know, they're not going to be healthy to start the year either with Darius Garland surgery, but they're the number one seed. I think that they should feel like they should take their shot next year going into the season and really give this thing another chance at it. It's going to be interesting, man.
Yes, it is. A log jam all of a sudden out in the Eastern Conference. I love the way you put it, though. The teams in the West are going to beat the hell out of each other. There could be a star that says, I'm packing my bags come February and try to test my luck out in the East. The big news that happened earlier today, Law, was Kevin Durant getting shipped to the Houston Rockets.
Happened?
It did happen. And it's something that, you know, I'm doing double duty here, Law. I was on 10-1 Eastern time, PM, locally in Washington, D.C. earlier this morning. So I got some shut-eye, and then I wake up and realize that, oh, snap, the trade went down in the middle of my show. We talked about it then. Now that I've had some time to decompress and hear what other folks have to say about it, I'll say this about that Kevin Durant deal. The first thing I look at, one, I always thought Houston – you know, made sense as a basketball fit, knowing the relationships that he has there with Emi Udoka, Roll Ivy, you name it. It seemed like that was always going to be the destination. What the hell is Phoenix thinking, though, with this return? Like, do you look at their return and go, man, this has been probably, when you look at their new general manager in his first year plus on the job, I don't think I've ever seen someone get off to a worse start.
Well, I mean, look, this is what happens when you take the job. I mean, the only reason that the Phoenix made a change in the front office or even the coaching staff is because of how bad last year went and how rough the prospects are going forward. This was, you know, a Phoenix Suns team that leverage does not benefit them. They alienated a lot of their players last year. They weren't going to get a great return, nowhere close to what they gave up to get Kevin Durant. You know, there's a new CBA. You have Bradley Beal, the only dude with a non-trade clause in the entire league on your roster.
Shout out to Ted Leonsis.
Exactly. And we're, you know, Ted Leonsis had to change his general manager because of that no trade clause as well, right? So when you are not coming from a position of strength, you know, leverage-wise, you get what you can get. And Phoenix got a top 10 pick out of this. They got a guy who can do something with the basketball in his hands, and they got a dude who can, you know, start some fights in the middle of the games, you know. They got 5 second-round picks. I'm sure that, you know, somebody's going to want some of them second-round picks at some point. Phoenix, they used to trade in second-round picks to get dudes like Nick Richards on their team. So it's going to be like, I can't judge the Suns too much,
right?
Because you knew that they were going to be in a position of loss with other. Also, Kevin Durant's 37 years old with 1 year on his deal. If that dude says he's not going somewhere, you're canceling so many potential suitors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a reason a guy like Desmond Bain, a guy in his 20s who is reasonably healthy and, you know, is under contract for several years, gets the return that he gets compared to what you got for Kevin Durant if you're the Phoenix Suns. I mean, they have more work to do. The Kevin Durant trade is in the middle of the start of what they're going to have to do to get some respectability back. So can't fault them too much, but this was a bottom five team in the West. And right now they look like a bottom five team in the West once again.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I would love to know how they get themselves out of the mess that they have put themselves in. A lot of reports out there saying that Jalen Green expected to be rerouted. I will say this. I just pray he doesn't get rerouted to D.C. Keep Jalen Green and Draymond Michel as far away from D.C. as possible. What do you think of some potential destinations for him, though, if Phoenix is able to unload him?
Oh, man, I don't think Phoenix is going to be able to unload him.
Like, who would want them?
Everyone saw Jalen Green. Like, yeah. You don't – look – even the Rockets were like, we're going to pay you, but we're going to pay you to trade you. Like, that's the contract extension that he signed. Like, it was like, we're not a playoff team yet, but when we get to the playoffs, we want to be absolutely sure of what we're missing out on when we make this move. And they were absolutely sure. You know what it is already with Jalen Green. And, again, no disrespect to him. Shout out to him getting paid. But, like, yeah. On the flip side, like, the entire league saw Jalen Green. They know what Jalen Green is capable of and, unfortunately, not as capable of. He no longer is a young player on a rookie deal. He is a player who has been paid and extended. And so just like it's tough to trade a 37-year-old Kevin Durant, you know, going into the last year of his deal, it's tough to trade a Jalen Green who is a very limited player and doesn't fit a lot of teams when he's got years left on his deal. And so it's going to be tough. You got to trade that dude to a team that wants to have a full blown tank or something. And I mean, there's a lot of shooting guards in the league. I mean, shoot, the Rockets need a shooting guard. Right. They need another guy who can put the ball on the floor, create his own shot, especially from three, especially if the Rockets are going to be dead last in passing like they were this past year. You know, but you can't trade them to the Rockets. So yeah. I think it's going to be tough. You're going to have to get real and think about if Devin Booker is the guy that, you know, you want to be loyal to Devin Booker or do you want to be for real about this rebuild?
So
what's going to be tough for the Suns.
So that's my thing here in the dilemma with Phoenix, man. It's like if you're Matt Ishbia, you've already put your foot in your mouth on several different occasions since you've taken this job and since you purchased this team. At some point, man, this is where it's tough, right? Because if you do Devin Booker wrong, there's always that, you know, those ramifications that another star that you potentially acquire goes, hey, I saw how you did Book. Who's to say you won't do me that way? I agree with what you're saying, Law. At some point, if you're Matt Ishbia and the Suns, chalk up your losses. Trade everybody. At this point, you really are in a position right now. You're in one of the worst spots in the NBA, and if it wasn't for Devin Booker, who we all revere as a top 15 player in this league, you would really feel like you had nothing going for you. If you're Booker, though, and I know he is one of the mentees, one of the many great mentees of the late, great Kobe Bryant, if you're Devin Booker, like, how much does playing for the same team your whole career matter? Because at some point, man, you're rotting away there in Phoenix. I know the weather's nice. You got the Jenners out there. You're having a good time. You're on the beach, feet up, getting buckets, making M's. But at some point, man, winning has to be a priority, and a player of Devin Booker's caliber deserves to be playing meaningful basketball.
Why does he deserve to be in that position, though? Like, that's the funniest thing about it. Like, you know, for Devin Booker, mm-hmm. I think the best thing about Devin Booker is the fact that he has been the one guy in Phoenix to go through all this with the same damn coach and the same – like, the guys have come to him.
Right,
like,
that's true.
He has been receiving the mercenary. This isn't Damian Lillard, you know, playing with CJ McCollum as legitimately his best teammate, you know, after LaMarcus Aldridge left. And again, we're talking about LaMarcus Aldridge, no disrespect, but LaMarcus right. Aldridge and Kevin Durant coming to your team. You know right. what I'm saying? Like Devin Booker has had blessings of help coming his way after it took him a long time. That dude got a number one pick. He got a number one pick, man.
Yeah.
Like Indiana Pacers, they got saved from signing that same number one pick to this team. Like, can you imagine if DeAndre Ayton?
Oh, my Lord.
If the Suns didn't match the contract that the Indiana Pacers signed to DeAndre Ayton when he was a restricted free agent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, things, yeah. Devin, the landscape would look different.
Exactly. So, I mean, with Devin Booker, it's like, come on, man. Like, Devin Booker deserving to ring chase?
I'm saying, like, but you hear what I'm saying, though. It's because of the fact that he's such a talented dude. Now, I get your point, right? Like, he's had the benefit of having the guys come to him. I love the way you put it. The mercenaries have come to him. He hadn't had to go out and leave the boat. So, I get all of that. I just look at him, and I think you do as well. He's one of the best scorers in this game, one of the most talented guards we've seen in this era in terms of his ability to put the ball in the bucket. I just want to see him play meaningful basketball. You know who I don't feel bad for? I don't feel bad for Bradley Beal. And I'm looking at ESPN.com's story about the winners and losers of this deal, and they consider Bradley Beal a loser. When you're set to make $53.5 million next year,
it's a lot of money, man.
How can you be upset about anything? How are you a loser in any situation? What is next for Bradley Beal? And you know what I'm cynically thinking, and I hope it doesn't happen. He's not too far away from being the all-time leading scorer in the Wizards franchise. I wonder if he gets bought out and Ted Leonsis tries to bring him to D.C.
All that buyout talk is crazy to me because
that's a lot of money to buy out.
Dude, he's not in the last year of his deal. He has a player option in 2026 worth more than $57 million.
That's insane.
I don't – like, Matt Ishbia, I know he got a lot of money and whatnot, but he ain't – like, I don't think there's an NBA owner who is trying to, you know, be a participant in a $110 million buyout. That's guys cool. Don't get bought out. Like, Kyle Lowry – could have been bought out in 2023 and the Miami Heat were like, nah, we're going to wait a year for all that.
Yeah.
We're going to find somebody else to buy you out. Everyone loves to dump their buyouts on Charlotte and Utah, those type of teams.
Yeah. Washington is going to be in the mix for that as well, I think, yeah.
I mean, they're not – no one's doing that. No one is trading. I would love to see the team – like, I remember when Blake Griffin got bought out with multiple years left on his deal in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, like, Blake was a dilapidated piece at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, Blake really wanted to preserve his, you know, last years. But even that buyout wasn't – he had $75 million left on his deal because that was 2 years. And I don't think another team has participated in that. $75 million is a crazy amount. But that's not one – $110 million. No, he's not getting. Lonell, you've got my number. Obviously, you can hit me when that buyout happens this summer. You will not be contacting me about Bradley Beal this summer. Someone's going to have to trade for him, and yeah, I expect Bradley Beal to play in Phoenix. If he gets traded, cool. But I don't see it. I don't see him getting bought out.
Even under those circumstances, like I'm pulling up the teams right now. The full list of NBA teams, like, who makes sense as a Bradley Beal suitor? It's got to be a team that's got buku cap and feels like maybe they're a Bradley Beal away from being like a play-in team. The Chicago pulled the trigger on Bradley Beal, a team like that. I'm just trying to think about what's next for my boy. And it's crazy because, you know, covering Brad in D.C. for several years, I've gotten the chance to have, you know, some conversations with him. I loved what he did for the DMV region. A steward of the community, a philanthropist, somebody that the district will always have love for because of what he did off the floor. But on the floor, some of the antics and the diabolical rumors that he started in locker rooms, like, he is not – I'm curious to see, I guess, Law, how the NBA currently views Bradley Beal. And I guess we will find that out this summer. My friend, we have blown the clock out completely. I feel like I do this every time I talk to you, my brother. Always good catching up with you. Appreciate you making some time for us tonight, man. We'll be looking forward to whatever you have to write next, man, at The Athletic. We appreciate you, brother.
We're going to have several articles coming out, so I hope everybody makes some time.
Yep.
Them links going to last, I can't say forever. I've seen links disappear on the internet before. But they're going to be up for a respectable amount of time. Make space for your boy, you know what I'm saying?
Let's do it. Law Murray, one of the absolute best, talking all things hoop. I appreciate you, man. Have a good night, brother.
Hey, you do the same, man.
That is Law Murray. I mean, it doesn't get much better talking X's and O's. And talking all the scuttlebutt and talk around the water cooler of the NBA than doing it with a guy, Law Murray, one of the absolute best. Always love catching up with Law Murray. Continues to
make light of the Bradley Beal situation, and I'll be real, anytime Bradley Beal's name is brought up to me, it's tough. And we have some additional information on Bradley Beal and a potential Bradley Beal destination, as Law was alluding to. There's not a team out there, I don't think, that is going to trade for Bradley Beal in that contract. And on the same token, I don't think Phoenix is going to buy out Bradley Beal either. Like, that's a lot of money to buy out, as we were just alluding to. So the one thing that I'm fearful of is if Bradley Beal is somehow traded and bought out, because this is what could happen. You could trade him to a team that's got the money to eat the contract, and then they could buy him out and then stretch his contract over the course of the next several years. Phoenix has already has financial obligations to where they can't stretch Bradley Beal's contract, which is why them as a buyout candidate doesn't make any sort of sense. I mentioned it with Law. I wonder how Wizards fans would feel about this. If with Bradley Beal expecting to get bought out, would you be open to Bradley Beal coming here to D.C.? Here's why I say a potential Bradley Beal reunion in the nation's capital makes sense. I'm pulling it up here real quick. I believe, and hopefully we'll be able to quote me on this soon, the all-time leading scorer for the Washington Wizards is Elvin Hayes with 15,551 points. I'm pretty sure, and I'm glossing Basketball Reference right now, I'm pretty sure Bradley Beal isn't far off of the career scoring leader mark for this franchise. And I'm trying to pull it up right. Basketball Reference gave me just the stupidest chart that you'll possibly see in your life. StatMuse, a much better, more respectable tool. Here we go. Bradley Beal has 15,391 points in his career. Elvin Hayes has 15,551. So Bradley Beal is under 200 points away from being the Wizards' all-time leading scorer. I would think that having that accolade means a lot to Bradley Beal, would it not? And if you think about Ted Leonsis, who divvied out that no-trade clause, I would think that he thinks highly enough of Bradley Beal to where he wouldn't mind if he was the franchise's all-time leading scorer either. Is that something Wizards fans want to see? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Bradley Beal right now, I don't think he's a member of the Phoenix Suns for the entirety of the season. I think he'll be a member of the Suns by the time the season starts. But if he gets bought out or he's traded and he becomes available, would you want Ted Leonsis and company to bring him back here to our nation's capital? He is less than 200 points shy of being the franchise's all-time leading scorer. Would you want to see Bradley Beal accomplish that feat here in our nation's capital? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take your calls on that. Plus, Albert Breer of the MMQB did a feature on the Washington Commanders earlier this afternoon, highlighting the team's plan for sophomore quarterback Jayden Daniels heading into year number two. We'll break all that down next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Still rocking and rolling right here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in the youngest in charge, and Noah Willingham. I'll take you up to 9:10. That's baseball. Comes your way at that time. And keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. Taking your calls right now on something, honestly, that came organically here. We talked to my guy, Law Murray of The Athletic. Always love catching up with him. He gave some insight as to how difficult it's going to be for the Phoenix Suns to shed themselves of Bradley Beal. And it got me thinking, if he does get set free, if he does hit free agency once again, would the Wizards fans out there be upset if Ted Leonsis brought him back? Why would you bring him back, you might ask? Well, if you're Ted Leonsis, one thing that he knows, one thing that Bradley Beal knows, I don't know how many of you knew, Elvin Hayes, 15,551 career points, the leading scorer in franchise history. Most points ever in the history of the franchise. You know who was in second place with 15,391 points, less than 200 points shy of the record? One Bradley Beal. So with that being said, at 1-800-636-1067, I want you to tell me, would you be in favor or against Bradley Beal being brought back to the nation's capital just so he can become the franchise's all-time leading scorer? 1-800-636-1067. Matt is in Bethesda, wants to chime in. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, thanks for having me. I would say, first of all, I think we got to keep in mind Elvin Hayes, right? I'm 53, so I don't remember him that well, but I do remember him. And this is an all-time bullet wizard, maybe number one. Probably Wes Unseld gets that. But Elvin Hayes was the best player bringing us a championship, taking us to a second championship. I am not interested in his scoring record particularly being broken. So not
Is it just because it's Brad, right? Now, I get what you're saying, right? And I think, Matt, you make a tremendous point. This is a all-time legend in this franchise, the best player that this franchise has ever had, the one that's responsible for the only title that we have. So, yes, keeping his record intact and keeping the integrity around his record, I think, is important.
Exactly, yeah. So that would be the starting point on that angle, is I would rather him keep that. But as far as bringing him back, other than that, maybe, you know, low contract, something like that. You know, he was a good guy for us in general. But,
see, Matt, that's what I'm more interested in, is how Wizards fans out there view Bradley Beal. Because you can say what you want about what he didn't accomplish on the basketball floor and the contract that he signed, asking for the no-trade clause. If you want to be mad at him for that, I understand. But what he did for this community, restoring the courts at Benjamin Banneker, the other, you know, moves that he did in this community, helping guys out, helping out, you know, those that are less fortunate, he was nothing but a model citizen here in D.C. So I do have a little bit of a soft spot for Bradley Beal just because of, you know, he really treated D.C. like his second home, man, and I appreciate him for doing that.
Great point.
Matt, I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Bradley Beal could potentially be bought out by the Phoenix Suns or whatever team decides to trade for him if he hits the open market and becomes available. Should the Wizards bring him back so that he can break Elvin Hayes' all-time leading scoring record here in the franchise? Elvin Hayes, 15,551 career points for Elvin Hayes. And if you're Bradley Beal, I wonder how interested he is in having that type of accolade, man. You know how much it means, or what it means, rather, to be the leading scorer in the history of a franchise? Like, that is a accolade that I don't think anyone, you know, would take for granted. The other area that Bradley Beal is really high in this franchise is assists. Now, John Wall is the all-time leader in career assists, but, you know, maybe, just maybe, if Bradley Beal would have stayed here in D.C., he could have challenged for that as well. 1-800-636-1067. Brandon is in Northwest. What's chiming in? What's going on, Brandon?
What's happening? I love hearing you late night also. You're all over the place.
Appreciate you, man. What's going on, brother?
Nothing. I'm not sure what's going on with him. I get it now. There's an opportunity to bring him here, but I think that ship has sailed, my friend. I think all the new guys, the young guys that we have on our team, I mean, he'd be a nice little role model, but they'll look at him like a little hesitation.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. I'm not asking you to bring him back so we can usher you into the future, but if, let's just say they draft a guy like Ace Bailey with the number 6 overall pick. What better professional scorer than Bradley Beal to teach him the tricks of the trade and how to become an all-star the way that Bradley Beal did? See, what I don't want to get misconstrued, people act as if Bradley Beal is some bum. And that's not at all what he was. And I get his legacy here in D.C. has been tarnished by his exit here from Washington. And, Chris, I think we were on the air together, Metal Chris, when we played the press conference, the intro press conference that Brad Beal had, and he trashed the Wizards on the way out the door. So I know people are rubbed wrong by that, but what he did for this community, I'll never forget.
I do like the Alvin Hayes pool. I haven't heard that name in a long time. That
well,
was pretty cool.
They haven't been relevant for a long time, Brandon. So so there is that.
Since 80.
Appreciate you as always, Brandon. Enjoy the rest of your week, brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you want to continue calling in about whether or not the Wizards should bring Bradley Beal back, I'm all for it. I think it's a fascinating conversation, and I think it's one that's honestly polarizing because it feels like the majority of fans out there wouldn't touch Bradley Beal with a 1,000-foot pole. Is it me being a contrarian? Maybe. But I think Brad's a good dude overall. I just think injuries and a bad combination of events and bad luck ultimately stopped him from reaching his potential here in D.C. and having the team success that we all thought they should have had. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I got Athan in Annapolis tweets at me and says, absolutely not. You don't bring Bradley Beal back to D.C. You don't go back to your ex. They're an ex for a reason. They've already shown you who they are. Bradley Beal asked out of our nation's capital. Let's not forget that either. It's not like Washington just shipped him out of town. But I don't know, man.
I believe his comments were something along the lines of like, you know, I'm glad to be in a winning environment now or something.
But
very
like
much
that's,
implying.
But like that's, how can you fault him for that? For saying he's glad to be in a winning environment? He's not lying. The Wizards were the epitome of mediocrity while he was here. Partially his fault, but I don't know. Chris, and that's my thing, Chris. Like those comments, I think really, really, really kind of shift the conversation of how we look at him.
Yeah.
But he calling a spade, man. What, you want him to lie? I got Jupe tweets at me and says, if I'm Bradley Beal, I'm becoming Ray Allen late in his career with the Celtics and the Heat, become that knockdown shooter and be a mentor to the youngins. Unfortunately, Bradley Beal, I don't think, shouldn't be compared to Ray Allen as a sharpshooter. Bradley Beal more of a scorer than he is a shooter, Jupe, is how I would describe him. I know early in his career he was known as a three-point shooter, but as John Wall became less and less a part of this thing, Bradley Beal had to learn how to score from all three levels. And I look at him as a more of a scorer than a three-point assassin, but we'll put a bow on this conversation here real quick. I think I'd do it, man. If he becomes available next year, and it would have to be a certain set of circumstances playing themselves out. This will be under the scenario that I trade Marcus Smart and Chris Middleton, right? Like, I think you already have the veterans that you need here to help the youngins, especially Chris Middleton. I saw somebody trashing Chris Middleton earlier today after he opted into his $33.5 million player option. Duh. I think everyone should have expected that. But what better mentor would Ace Bailey have than a guy like Chris Middleton or Bradley Beal? Like, what better mentor would you have? And I think at some point, you know, the Wizards got to keep that in mind as well. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll get to the end of this show here, man. That's baseball coming your way momentarily. Before we get to that, Albert Breer of the MMQB did an extensive deep dive on the plan that the Commanders have put together for year two of the Jaden Daniels era. That is next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
1-800-636-1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. With you for about 20 more minutes as we lead you into Nationals baseball. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up with Nats on Deck coming up at 9:10. Haven't talked much about the Washington Commanders during this program, and right now I want to do so. Albert Breer of the MMQB, I thought, put out a really interesting piece earlier this afternoon, astutely highlighting just how poignant and specific and intentional Washington has been with Jaden Daniels here in year number two in terms of the plan to get him ready and ensure that he doesn't have that sophomore slump. To me, I think no matter what happens next year with Jaden Daniels, if he does have a quote-unquote sophomore slump and the numbers aren't as good as they were this year, I don't think it's because he didn't play well. Or excuse me, I don't think it's because he didn't put the work in to be great. I think, to me, when it comes to Bradley Beal, when it comes to Jaden Daniels, it's about can you keep him healthy. Last year, you really avoided major injury disaster with Jaden Daniels, and I think that's a credit to Jaden Daniels and this training staff. One, Jaden Daniels does a really good job of protecting himself. I don't think he deserves or gets enough credit for that. And then two, the way they handled his rib injury I thought was brilliant. Didn't give us a lot of info on it. We learned how AP and Dan Quinn are going to move moving forward when it comes to injuries, the Patriot way on full display. But that's the big thing to me next year with Jaden Daniels is can he stay healthy? In terms of what he needed to improve on, I think the number one thing that I want to see Jaden Daniels improve on next year is hanging in the pocket a little bit longer, right? And that's not saying that, you know, Jaden Daniels couldn't win from the pocket last year. That's not at all what it was. I think it was a situation where at the end of the year, by season's end, he didn't trust this Commanders offensive line. And there are two games down the stretch in particular that really highlight his lack of trust in the offensive line based off of how often he scrambled. Yes, he had success scrambling. But when you look at the scrambling numbers from last year, he scrambled more than any quarterback in the National Football League. And the margin was huge. Wasn't even close. But he's got to hang in the pocket more next year. And the two games that I'm referencing, that Sunday night football game against the Atlanta Falcons, and then that Philadelphia game, the second matchup in the regular season at home where he threw the game-winning touchdown to Jamison Crowder. Like in those games, you saw the rushing totals really at an all-time high for Jaden Daniels, and a lot of those weren't design runs. Those are situations where he scrambles because either protection breaks down or, like I alluded to, he just didn't trust what was in front of him, and his internal clock was running a little bit hot is the best way that I would describe it. But this is why adding Laremy Tunsil, adding Josh Connelly Jr., I think does wonders for this organization. This passing offense, I think, is going to take a massive step forward next year. He only threw for 3,500 yards. Well, I'll give him 3,600 yards. It was 3,568. He threw for only 3,600 yards last year. And I think those numbers, I'll be specific about it here. Here we go. I think next year Jaden Daniels is concretely, firmly, easily a 4,000-yard passer. I fully believe that. I think he's a 4,000-yard passer next year. He was almost a 4,000-yard passer this past year, right? Like, throwing for 3,600 yards, you're two games away, really, from being a 4,000-yard passer. And when you consider the fact that he barely played against Carolina, he barely played against Dallas, maybe, just maybe, he would have cracked 4,000 yards if he didn't suffer that rib injury. But Albert Breer of the MMQB, I thought, did a really nice job illustrating just how intentional the Commanders are being when it comes to his development heading into year number two. In this piece, and I'll retweet it out on my social media account, it is at NELL_BTP. The Commanders were very intentional, and the first move they made this offseason was reaching out to Taylor Kelly, the coach at 3DQB, formerly Jaden Daniels' quarterback's coach, and he is now his personal quarterback's coach. They worked with him, and the goal was to establish a commonality in language, as Albert Breer put it. And that makes sense, right? When you move forward, if you're Jaden Daniels, you don't want your personal QB coach to be speaking a different language than the guy that's going to be calling plays to you all year long. And I think the Commanders understood that. They gave Taylor Kelly the terminology, and it allows Jaden Daniels to put in work away from Ashburn, right? Out in California, in his hometown, letting him enjoy the offseason while also putting the work in. And Jaden's a guy I don't worry about. We know this. Everybody that you talk to tells you how early he gets into the building, right? Everybody that you talk to tells you how much of a quote-unquote gym rat he is. And I think all of those things are the driving force behind his spectacular rookie season. And I also think it's going to be the driving force behind him being a multiple-time MVP in this league, as well as a Super Bowl champion. So one of the things that they wanted Jaden to work on this offseason was refining his lower body movement on certain throws. And this is something that quarterbacks always work on. working on some specific throws to Daniel's left, his arm angles on those throws. So there was a couple of things that they really honed in on here. And shout out to our guy John Keim of ESPN. He highlighted this earlier in the offseason, talking about the plan that they had for Jaden Daniels, and I think Albert Breer just getting hip to the situation. But I love all of this because it really just illustrates really the change in the guard here in Washington. This isn't some flash in the pan. This isn't going to be Robert Griffin III. Jaden Daniels and the success that he had last year at the quarterback position, you can expect him to have it for years to come. The one other thing that they highlighted here in this article that stood out to me, and we'll take your calls on this on the other side of the break as we wrap up the show here, leading in the Nats baseball. Jaden Daniels had teammates out in Oregon for a passing camp before voluntary OTAs and before the mandatory minicamp, and he plans to have them in California for another throwing session right before training camp starts. You know what I thought? Two things initially. One, is there a better leader at the quarterback position than Jaden Daniels? Obviously, I'm hyperbolizing it. All quarterbacks do this. But I love that our youngin is taking the onus in year number two to do this. The other thing I thought was this. I wonder if Terry McLaurin shows up to these workouts. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. If you want to make a prediction on whether or not Terry McLaurin showed up to these workouts, we'll take your calls on that. Plus, we'll preview game number one of Nats and Padres next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.